This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I tell you, it takes courage for these ladies to be here with me every day, and they'll be the first to tell you that's true. It's the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, here all by myself with the likes of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. It's sad sometimes because I feel like I get even depressed because these ladies sometimes take advantage of me. It's very sad. But somehow I survive and move on to the next day. Yeah, it takes a lot of courage. Yep. What'd you say?
Yes, you're so courageous.
I am. I'm risking life
and
limb.
No one has known courage like you.
That's right.
I think Doug is a victim of not being able to take what he dishes out. He dishes out all the time, and then as soon as anyone responds,
he
retreats.
Really?
That's not what I meant.
That's not what I said.
I didn't say that. Uh-huh. Right. You never heard me say those words. Never came out of my mouth. That was one of the most frequently used phrases when Roberta Fasanelli used to be on this program with McFadden. It would be, if she'd say, "You said that," I said, "No, find it on the tape. Find the," those words never came out of my mouth. Never.
Mm-hmm. And they did.
I remember, Jennifer. I'm not sure about that. So you know what they say, the best defense is a good offense, right? I'm going to tell you something. This snow here is enough to drive me nuts. I'm looking outside of the window. It's coming down in sheets at the moment. What about the weather? We haven't talked much about the weather today around the country. It seems to be improving everywhere, but here, kind of chilly, 29 degrees and snowing here on the farm. So, Jennifer, it's improved in California. I'm keeping my fingers crossed because in 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks from today, I'm out of here.
Yeah, work on it for you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's going to rain again tomorrow, so we've got that coming along. Yeah.
So what do you have weather-wise in New Jersey? You've had it pretty good the last couple, 3 or 4 days in all of this northeast storm, I think, Victoria, haven't you?
Well, we started out with rain yesterday, and actually Sunday rained all day. And then yesterday was rain, and then it turned into the biggest snowflakes I've ever seen. They're just gigantic, fluffy snowflakes. And they didn't really stick, but overnight we got a little bit more, and so when you compound that with, you know, the below-freezing temperatures, now the cars are covered, but the roads are cleared, so it's really not that bad. But inland, though, I mean, I'm right on the shore, so we tend to not get much accumulation. But inland, I think it's a different story. And certainly where you are, it sounds like you've got over a foot.
Yeah, we've got 19 inches. I just put Daisy out for a pee, and she looks at me and thinks, what am I going to do with this? And I told her only a couple of more weeks to do with this, and then we'll head west. But as a matter of fact, the first night I'm going to spend with Kara. I don't know, that didn't sound right. I'm going to be...
I wasn't aware. Wasn't aware of that one.
When I leave here 2 weeks from today, I will stop. My first stop is Washington, so I'll be in the studio with you on that Wednesday. It'll be very exciting. I know you'll look forward to it. Whoop-de-doo. So let's talk about today being Giving Thursday as it is. What some people are doing. You have some ideas, Jennifer? Do we all have some ideas as to... I said I was going to give to a land trust that helps preserve land. What are all the rest of us doing?
Well, on Giving Tuesday, it was interesting to see a poll that came out that talked about the causes that most people support. And you'd be surprised to learn that the causes actually depend on your age. This was a survey amongst people who were labeled as Generation Z, Millennials, Generation X, and Boomers. Now, at the top of the list, education came in first in almost all age groups except for Generation Z, Millennials, Gen Xers, gave to education first and foremost. For boomers, however, they gave first to human service, actually to religion. Can you believe that?
Yeah, no.
Boomers giving to religion? I totally believe that.
Yeah. So let's go by age group and see. Overall, education is the top cause for people to give to.
So hold on just a second. May I ask a question? So am I unusual for somebody my age that believes the way I do about religion?
No, in general. Well, I think a lot of people give to maybe faith-based organizations in your generation.
Boomers they're getting their ducks in a row because they're getting older.
Could be. Actually, that's funny, but yeah.
Buy now, act later,
It could be that they give to their local church or local, you know, any type of local faith-based thing. That makes a lot of sense to me. My parents give to their church, for sure.
Yeah. So let's go by age group. I think that'll be easier than kind of consuming all of this. So we'll start with the youngest. Generation Z is most often giving their money to health services. That follows closely by human services.
What does that mean, health services?
Health would be probably breast cancer, AIDS research.
Okay.
Those types of things. Let's see. Human services, that's number two on the list for Generation Z. And then the environment and animals is number three. For millennials, education is at the top of the list. That follows by health. And then human services is number three for millennials. Generation X gives most often to human services, education, followed by human services. And then it's a tie between health and religion, because as we get older, I'm telling you, we want to make sure that we've got our place reserved up north instead of down south.
There you go.
Now, for the boomer generation, Dougie, it seems that religion comes in first on the list, followed by human services, then education. The one place where all age groups can agree is that in last place for all categories is international affairs. Most people focus here in this country rather than overseas in charitable organizations. So that's kind of interesting. Also a surprise for me is that arts and culture doesn't rate higher on the list, especially with all of the narrative that arts are really missing from classrooms now. It surprises me that we don't see more people donating to those types of
causes. Isn't that part of human services, though?
Like
if you donate to music cares or
I would say
a lot
that
of
would be arts and culture, actually.
That's interesting.
There you go. All right, let's a couple of items here, shopkeeping sort of things. Kellyanne Conway is on the trail now again, says the impeachment inquiry is unconstitutional based. Is it or isn't it? And what is an argument for it or against
Kellyanne
it?
I don't trust Kellyanne Conway to know the Constitution better than
she's right. She's right, and everyone else is right. Here's why. Because when you talk about impeachment, the Constitution gives a lot of room to Congress to define what is an impeachable offense. There's nothing in the Constitution that says, you know, you can't do X, Y, and Z, otherwise you'll be impeached. There's nothing that specific. And so, really, impeachment is defined by the majority party. So, she could make the case that this isn't what the forefathers had in mind, but there'd also be an argument saying, well, they left it vague on purpose so that there would be a function of oversight by Congress. So, everybody who makes the argument about what impeachment is I don't know if they're trying to snow us. Impeachment is political. That's what it is. That's
sure
what it's
is.
Always been.
Yeah.
And
sure is.
You know, in this case, not criminal, but political, certainly.
Yeah. So speaking of that, Duncan Hunter, one of the congressmen well known, been in Congress for a long time in California, is hitting the road. He has pled guilty, right, to campaign fund abuse. Right. So so he leaves Congress. What is the rest of the penalty? If he pleads guilty, does he have to pay a fine? Does he have to go to jail? What is he?
He's facing criminal charges, and so he had pleaded not guilty. He changed his plea because his wife has been coming out against him pretty hard. So he changed his plea to guilty, and he's going to leave Congress.
Hold in sickness and in health, I will always support you, except here.
Well, his wife was in on it, too. His wife was taking money just like he was, and so I think she's trying to sell him down the river to keep herself out of trouble. But I think what's kind of the most notable part of the story is that he was actually these stories had already come out during 2018 when he was up for re-election, and he won by a landslide in very liberal California. He's one of the few Republicans left, and he won his seat in a landslide. So now
what does that do for who's going to run now? Is there a Republican running to replace him in the what happens between now and
Daryl Issa, who's the former representative from Northern San Diego County. He retired in 2018. Now he's running again in 2020 for this seat. Carl DeMaio, who's a former radio host from San Diego, is running for that seat. He was very integral in the stopping the gas tax initiative that ended
up failing.
Was he
on KFMB?
Could have been. I can't remember.
Or COGO. All right. Anyway, not important. So I always love to look at the stuff from California. The 405 carpool lane, you can buy your way into it now. See, there's nothing. They are so shameless. They'll take money for anything and everything because they spend so much money in California for nonsense. It just is, it's abusive, frankly. It's abusive. I find it very abusive.
Well, I think it's funny that environmentally, right, we want people to carpool. Well, now we're going to actually penalize the people who are doing what California wants them
right.
to do that's good for the environment by saying, but if you're a single person with some cash, you can ride in this
right.
lane, too.
Pay up, right. Now, well, let me go back to Giving Tuesday and the religious discussion we had, people my age giving. What happens in the Catholic Church at this time of year? There are new suits all over the place. The church is liable for $4 or $5 billion in fines and things. Why would you give to that? Why? How do you know if you give money to the Catholic Church? Let's say on Sunday you put it in the tray or somehow. How do you know it's not going to pay off these?
You don't know that. That's why my dad left the Catholic Church. Yeah. You don't know that. It just seems to be the church that my parents belonged to was, my dad just said he got sick of the money grab. It was like three collections in one service. It was just a lot.
Really?
And
that's weird.
Yeah.
Well, it's
the Irish Catholics where we are.
Here.
That's not weird.
No, Boston,
all the churches around here
all
do
the
it.
Italians and the Irish. All right, time for us to take good care of our bodies at this time of year. There's a lot of exercise. People are carrying bags out to the car, and they're going shopping here and shopping there, carrying maybe things heavier than you usually do. And as a result of that, you put more strain on your joints. So there are going to be aches. There's going to be pain. And you can alleviate that, aren't you happy to know this, by using Joint Formula 14. Joint Formula 14 is just as you would expect from listening. Joint Formula, what is that? It's a all-natural formula that is aimed at supporting the joints so that you don't have the aches and the pains that come from lack of support. It's neat. It's pretty easy. All wrapped into a little ball. A good Christmas present for those people that you know. A good stocking stuffer that have aches and pains. Go to achefree.live to order Joint Formula 14. Achefree.live. And the good thing about Joint Formula 14, not only does it work on humans, same formula available in a product called Leaps and Bounds. That's the same formula, but it's for your dog. I don't know why they don't want to just call it the same. It is the same. I give Daisy May the same thing. You can buy them at half price. Yep, well, another way of it, it's a BOGO deal. Buy one, get one free. If you go to achefree.live, know you're getting the best all-natural formula that in 14 days will fix the problem or you get your money back. Why give your pet a treat that doesn't offer anything good? Give him or her the same product. Leaps and Bounds, Joint Formula 14, both at achefree.live for humans and for your pets. Best thing to do for the aches that will come about. This is because it's cold, you're shoveling snow, all of that stuff. It's a real pain. So relieve yourself of the aches. Achefree.live. Special offers, achefree.live. Use the code DJV, if you please.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
John Bon Jovi. This is Bon Jovi. I don't much care for this. What do you think, ladies, of this?
Well, I seem to like it last week.
I did. I liked it because we didn't play the first part of it, maybe. We started here. I think I said I thought this sounded like the Christmas, what's that Christmas song? The one from 1984 we were doing earlier.
Last Christmas?
But no. The one that was the money.
I don't know.
What, do they know it's Christmas?
Yes, thank you. Yes. Yeah, there's a little of that. All right, anyway, the story about Bon Jovi making an appearance during the Christmas in Rockefeller Center TV program. During the holiday special, he'll perform his new song, Unbroken, which we're listening to, which is featured in To Be of Service, a recently released Netflix documentary about veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and the service dogs helping them readjust to civilian life. This song is meant to honor America's veterans and their service, but I also wanted to take an unflinching look at the reality of their daily lives and struggles, says Bon Jovi. Previously announced performances during the special include Chicago, John Legend, Gwen Stefani, Idina Menzel. This is the annual tree lighting ceremony in Rockefeller Center. That'll be on at 8 o'clock tomorrow, Eastern Time. So he'll be performing there.
Not for Christmas.
Sounds like an entirely different person to me. Yes, no?
He was a lot younger.
Yeah, I mean, this is older.
Yeah.
I don't like anything Bon Jovi, so.
Okay. Oh, then we better move on then. Next up at 26 after the hour on the musical portion of this hour of the DJV show with Victoria and Kara and Doug, Chicago. Now, I didn't mind this. This could earlier Chicago stuff is all right. So they're going to hit amphitheaters next summer with Rick Springfield. The tour sees two acts, the two of them together, bringing their hits out around this country and around Canada, kicking off in June in Concord, California, and then going through Salt Lake City and Dallas, Tampa, Toronto. Other dates are being scheduled. They'll close out August 1st in Rosemont, Illinois. Chicago has been honored at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Songwriters Hall of Fame, the Grammy Hall of Fame over the course of their career, which began, as I recall, in the early 70s, if I'm close to my maybe late 60s. The latest album from Chicago, called Chicago Christmas, spotlights their trademark sound on 8 original songs. This does sound like Chicago, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's called
the Horns.
Yeah, because it's Christmas time. This is from their new album.
Yeah. The band appeared in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and also is performing, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, at the tree lighting tomorrow. Springfield has 17 top 40 hits behind some of the biggest songs of the 80s, like Jesse's Girl. We all like this song, right?
Yeah, this is fun.
It's a good pop hit. Yeah, it's a good pop hit. Tickets go on sale to the general public starting Friday at 10 o'clock local time for the extended Chicago and Rick Springfield tour for next year. So that's the tour update. I'd like to keep you informed of all the pop groups that are out on tour and appearing here and there. It's a service of the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797. For 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick, call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in Europe for a NATO summit meeting that marks the 70th anniversary of the alliance. Impeachment, though, very much on the minds of reporters who followed him. After meeting today with the Secretary General of NATO, the President again defended his conversations with the President of Ukraine, which is at the root of the impeachment inquiry back home. The President says Democrats are doing a disservice to America.
They've wasted a lot of time. We're trying to get prescription drugs reduced very substantially. We could do it easily. They don't have any time to do anything.
Meanwhile, the House Intelligence Committee's impeachment report will be released to the public today, detailing findings from its probe into whether the president did try to pressure Ukraine to investigate political rivals. It would next go to the House Judiciary Committee, which could draw up articles of impeachment against him. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Take a deep breath. You ready?
How's that feel? Pretty good? Yes or no?
Sure. You're the one who did it, so you tell us. How do you
feel? Well, I thought it was good for all of us to do that. Speaking of taking a deep breath, every time I see a story about Prince Andrew, I think to myself, wow. Imagine him getting into this much. Is it that being a royal gives you, you think that you're untouchable? That maybe is, he's just not very smart. I think that's part of it.
Well, so I think he has a problem, and if he was into young girls that young, then he has a problem. So I think it's even beyond being creepy and being privileged. I think that he has a serious problem. And you know.
All right, so let's have a royal family update. Let's have the latest from the royals, shall we, please?
So the latest is that on the BBC in England last night, the interview with Virginia Jeffrey, who at the time when she was 17 was named Virginia Roberts. She was 17. She has said numerous times that, and has actually even sued Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein when he was still alive. They had reached a settlement in 2012, I think it was. And so she has been saying that among the things that she was forced to do, she was sex trafficked to Prince Andrew. And so she tells, in this new interview that aired on the BBC, she basically, she's American, she asked for support from the British people and said that Prince Andrew was totally lying and that he said he wasn't there that night, that he was with his kids at Pizza Express, which is like their version of Pizza Hut. And so, which none of that really adds up, but
sure, you can see the prince going to Pizza Express.
Exactly.
You can see
so that's what he that's where he says he was that night at a kid's birthday party or something. So, but anyway, she says that she was there with Ghislaine Maxwell and who was Jeffrey Epstein's, I don't know if you want to call her girlfriend. I don't really even know if they were romantically involved because he didn't like anyone over the age of 18. So not really sure what her role was other than recruiting these young girls, which is what she did. She actually recruited Virginia from Mar-a-Lago, which is kind of a weird kind of full circle thing. This girl's dad was a groundskeeper at worked in the maintenance staff at Mar-a-Lago, and when she was 17, she took a summer job doing something in the desk or whatever, and that's where Ghislaine Maxwell was staying and found her and recruited her, and so it's a long sordid tale, but essentially she is sticking by her story that she was told by Ghislaine Maxwell that she needed to, quote, do for Prince Andrew what she does for Jeffrey, which is essentially sex stuff. So, and she said that night she was 17 and that in they were at a club in London and that she was forced to have sex with Prince Andrew. He has denied all of this. The royal family has issued more statements saying that this was categorically untrue. However, Prince Charles has stepped forward now and said that the only royal family members who will be doing public appearances are Harry and William and their wives. So, obviously, Prince Charles must think that there's something more to this because they have literally even moved Prince Andrew's office out of Buckingham Palace.
Going
They've
to keep a stiff upper lip, however. A stiff upper lip, if you will, please. A stiff upper lip.
And maybe that's the approach that they're trying to take, but they're definitely pushing Andrew as far into the background as they can.
And meanwhile, William and Kate are out there with a TV chef, Mary Berry. I love that name. Mary Berry. So what's going to happen in the Christmas special?
Mary Berry is the host of the, this is one of Kara's favorites, the Great British Bake Off. And so she and William and Kate are teaming up to do a Christmas special, and it's going to focus on a special group of volunteers. Prince William and Duchess Kate will be doing this one-hour BBC special called A Berry Royal Christmas. They're going to cook up a meal to honor the volunteers who help during the Christmas season. And William and Kate also will be visiting various charities that are close to their hearts during the special. It airs on the BBC on December 16th. It's going to be on BBC America, but I don't know that they've actually listed the time yet, but Mary Berry is someone who has become kind of a cult favorite in the U.S. because people just can't get enough of the Great British Bake Off, and so she was a former judge on that, and I know Kara has seen that as well and loves it. So
I should probably
kind of
watch
to have
that
all
show.
Teaming up.
Yeah, well, people
get ideas
will be excited
for my next meal.
Because the show was. It switched whatever channel it was on in the UK, and so they got different judges and different hosts for it, and so people were pretty upset when Mary Berry, who is like the original on the Great British Bake Off or the baking show if you watch it on Netflix, and so people were really upset about that, so it'll be fun that she's on something new now that people can watch and kind of get their
apparently
dose
Kate
of her.
Is and apparently Kate is a fan of Mary Berry's recipes and has baked a bunch of her cookies and cakes and stuff like that. So it'll be fun to see all three of them together.
Plus,
we also never really get to see William and Kate in a relaxed environment talking in a social kind of way. This because they have to have a very different role that from Harry and Meghan. Harry and Meghan can be more conversational with the public. William and Kate have a different protocol. So I think it'll be kind of fun to see them interacting with people.
You didn't hear my comment. I was going to use the ideas to
make some of my cooking. Watch the Mary Berry Christmas special.
Well, that would probably be...
Yours is the salmonella special?
If you use Mary Berry's recipes, that'll be better than what you're making
otherwise.
Like,
he would ever follow a recipe. Right. Please.
Harry and Meghan, what's the latest on what's going on with them? Anything to report on Harry and...
The latest we know is that they're going to be spending Christmas not with the Queen, and that they're going to be spending it with her mom, Doria Ragland. So, and I don't know if it's going to be in
here?
L.A. The rumor was that they were going to be in L.A. I'm not really sure if that's true. They might meet somewhere else in the world. But I think they just want to have a really private Christmas.
Good. Good for them. Okay. So there is a food shortage that we need to talk about. Bad news for those who are hooked on French fries. The weather has not been kind, as we have been discussing on the American Family Farmer Show podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. It's not good for farmers and therefore not good for the people who are here to utilize what they grow. Idaho potatoes, actually all over the U.S. growing belt and Canadian growing belt, supplies cannot meet demand. So the French fry shortage and the expense. What does it cost for a small French fry at McDonald's?
Isn't it still like a buck? 99 cents?
I don't know.
Something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, imagine those prices will go up because a lot of the potato growers in these areas especially grow potatoes just for French fries for McDonald's and for Burger King and Wendy's and some of the other outfits that are using Idaho potatoes. And if you say, well, what's the difference between an Idaho potato and a Maine potato? More taste than anything else. The soils are different. That's, you know, it's a different taste. But it really makes no difference where they come from because what they cook them in determines what they taste like. Not where they grow them. It's what they cook them in. And I don't know what McDonald's is using. What do these places use now to
vegetable
cook their
oil,
French fries?
Vegetable oil?
It's better than it used to be, though, right? The oil's
I don't know.
Better?
Fried food is fried food. People can say, oh, but it's made in peanut oil, and it's still bad for you. It's still fried food.
Peanut oil.
Peanut oil is used in a lot of potato chips now, and it makes it crunchier, so that's why some people prefer that. Like, kettle chips are done in peanut oil. But it doesn't matter, because it's still all terrible for you.
Yeah. So McDonald's is sort of trying to push back some of their rivals in terms of the chicken wars. They have been very much affected by Chick-fil-A. And now, wasn't it last week, the week before, we were talking about Popeyes getting into the game? Now there's a lot of chicken
Popeyes
stuff.
Popeyes has a new sandwich Popeyes. That people were fighting, literally, physically fighting over.
Really?
Which is so dumb.
What?
Someone got into a fight at a
over
Popeyes.
Over a chicken, a chicken sandwich.
Yep.
That's it. President Carter back in the hospital has an infection, urinary tract infection. He's 95. He was out of the hospital last week, had surgery to relieve that pressure on his brain. I'm not sure. He's at what they call Phoebe Sumter Medical Center. Went there over the weekend. The nurse said he's feeling better, looked forward to coming home. You know, he's suffering a lot of stuff. He's 95 years old, falls down a lot, and then that, you know, takes its toll. It certainly does on you. If you're traveling, you're always going to be subject to the vagaries of flying in the modern era. A latest example, a plane returned to a Florida airport yesterday after a passenger got ill, and they moved him into first class, and then they found out he wasn't sick. He faked being sick to get a better seat. Somebody thought he was really sick, and so he was acting like he was having a heart attack or something. So the plane turned around and went back to the airport. And then he was found out to have been a fraud. What are you supposed to do with that? Can you imagine being on a plane and that the passengers find that out?
Oof. You disrupt an entire flight of 100 people? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Lovely. We have some info on a contest we're going to be running this week, and also late news from Chicago. Maybe I should save this for tomorrow, because Chicago Day is Wednesday, right? It's Chicago.
Oh,
all those
right.
TV shows in Chicago, so maybe I'll save that one for tomorrow. 44 minutes after the hour now. Power swabs, good idea for those who are planning ahead, looking for a good stocking stuffer. And for several reasons, having whiter teeth is kind of better. This time of year, especially, you're in public a lot. But I'm not sure I caught. And the people that make power swabs say, well, use these ideas to talk about it. And I don't usually do what they suggest. Do I come up with my own ideas? And it seems to me that you ought to have interest enough in yourself to not give a damn what everybody else thinks about you. What do you think about how you look? What do you think about your teeth? Do they need to be whitened? So if they do, then take care of it yourself. This is a fabulous product. I've been using it for years. Power swabs are the natural way, as the ingredients. There are two different things that are in power swabs that really separate them from all the rest of the stuff that's out there. And there's a lot of stuff on the market. There sure is stuff. There's nothing with an all-natural tooth detergent in it and a whitening agent that makes these things work in 5 minutes. You snap the tube, swab your teeth, and in 5 minutes, those coffee, tea, smoking stains start to disappear. You get 6 shades probably off if you do this a couple of times in the first week. Call 800-208-1797 to order your power swabs now. 800-208-1797. If you tell them you heard about it here on the DJV program, you get 50% off the retail price. That's a good deal. And maybe, again, you think about other people. Maybe you want to give it to some other folks at Christmas. That's up to you. But if you want a bright white smile for you, then call 800-208-1797. Get the safe, effective removal method. Power swabs, 800-208-1797. DJV code gets you 50% off the retail price.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. healthiq.com/easy.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, on Friday, we're going to be giving away Works. The Works every year come to us at Christmas time, WORX. They have fabulous workbenches, sawhorses, tools for the home, and they have a 3-year warranty. So we're going to give away the Pegasus workbench and a drill driver combination on Friday. We'll tell you during the week how we're going to get you involved in that. But if you want to win these things, a value of the two of them, about $300, it'd be a nice Christmas gift. We'll tell you how to do it. And have the first winner on Friday here in the DJV program. Did you see the Christmas ornaments with the Auschwitz?
No, I didn't see any of it, but I keep hearing. I don't understand.
An Auschwitz memorial. Now, I guess it depends on the intention, but at Christmas time.
The Auschwitz memorial and like the museum and everything were very upset by it because they were like, this is not appropriate. I mean, it's literally just an ornament that has a picture of Auschwitz on it. It's not commemorating the victims or anything like that. It's more like commemorating the actual place, which is obviously not awesome.
It's just amazing how...
But who would even want that on a Christmas tree?
I know.
Do not know.
God bless us all. God bless us all. 10 before the hour here in the DJV program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Alright, so what do we have going on here? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Music from the, how many Ghostbuster movies have there been? Three or four, right? Including the women's Ghostbusters?
Three. Yeah, that would be the third.
Third.
Two original, one female reboot. New one coming out, Doug, 2020. They got a title. It's called Ghostbusters 2020 Afterlife. It's going to be a highly anticipated film. They got Jason Reitman, the director of Ivan, who did the original film, is directing. Paul Rudd, who played Ant-Man, now a big name in the business, will star. They got back Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, Bill Murray, Sigourney Weaver, Annie Potts.
Wow.
And no word on Rick Moranis. That would be really cool if he came back. But Harold Ramis, who played Egon, who passed away a couple years ago, evidently will play an important part in this movie. They found some of the dailies from the original 84 film.
Yeah.
And they're going to use that footage.
Really?
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Egon was such a great character. I love
him. Yeah.
Yep.
Right. All right. So here, you and I were just talking about this off the air. I think there are a lot of really good movies around, and I don't know that I think it's this time of year. I know you said that there, you know, lots of releases at this time of year, but some of the movies that are around and have been around for the past 3 or 4 months, as far as I'm concerned, have been very good stories and really good. I went to see Ford versus Ferrari last night.
What do you think?
Great story. Well done. Damon is really coming into his own. He and the chemistry between him and Kristen Slater, you can kind of, you can't
Bell.
Act. Christian Bale, I'm sorry. The you can't act through. I just don't see. Although, you know, you look at stuff like the show that Nathan Fillion was in, with Stacey Koenig, and they didn't like each
Castle.
Other. And, yeah, Castle. But there just seems to be great chemistry anyway between the two of them. The guy that plays Henry Ford, they must have got him out of central casting, man. He plays
right.
Perfect. And it was a very good movie. I thought it was. I've seen a lot of good movies lately. I'd say that was one of the best. I'm looking forward to seeing Knives Out. 21 Bridges is around now. That's a good action flick. Maybe a little bit too violent or more violent than it needs to be. Certainly, you got to see A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Anybody who doesn't see that. And Frozen is speaking, you know, on its own. I still recommend Charlie's Angels to my friend because I think it's a good movie. Good Liar is very good. Jojo Rabbit, I don't know. Last Christmas is, I don't know. I think
I'd wait for streaming on that one.
On Last Christmas or Jojo Rabbit?
Yeah. No,
Midway.
Last Christmas.
I mean, it was some
good elements, but yeah.
And then, you know, I don't go see things like The Joker. And I saw 15 minutes of Playing with Fire, and obviously it's not for me. But anyway, for the most part, there was a lot.
What do you make of the trailer to Cats? You have interest in that?
No.
It's too creepy. I just can't.
I saw it
again yesterday, and I tried to have an open mind, and I just can't.
Creepy. Yeah, it's creepy. Now, this trailer for Star Wars, I'm trying to figure out.
So good.
The business about it being the last. What does it mean, the end of the story, the end of the saga?
They're going to go somewhere, but just not going to involve the original Luke Skywalker cast. You're obviously not going to see Han Solo anymore, but they're going to do a lot of different things with it.
Well, what about the kids that are in it? Don't the kids carry it on?
I don't know. I think they might just put it. I think they might just have a resolution. I like this new cast. I think they've done a good job casting this franchise. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but so that's why I want to know the end of this series. Meanwhile, Star Wars-themed goods are all over Williams-Sonoma. They're everywhere, right? There's Star Wars-branded gear every place for Christmas. This is going to be a big seller. Anyway.
It is interesting, though. What other property from the original came out in 1977, do you have merchandise in stores that sell like a hotcake of any franchise?
Look at the prices on them. There's the Star Wars chef is out there for $450.
It's not like you go to the store and buy Towering Inferno toys, you know?
No. That's very
It is incredible, though, if you think about it.
Yeah, it really is. All right,
one other thing. MGM is going to drop the first coming attraction trailer tomorrow to the new James Bond film titled No Time to Die with Daniel Craig. So that's something they promote the trailers now. They tease the trailer and then they create buzz on the internet promoting. So tomorrow's the day they drop the trailer.
I wish somebody would bring back Monty Python. I don't know why I think that at Christmas time, Monty Python, just so much fun. Just bring that back for hoots. All right. There you go, Chucker. Thank you for your presence on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.